The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Of course, you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and Skype username coming up here shortly. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Of course, it is the 420 edition of Free Talk Live, and that's what George wants to talk about. He's connected with us on Skype.
Hey,
there's audio playing here. Hang on one second, George. I got that taken care of. All right, go ahead.
I was just calling about a disremodded. 420 reminds me of the greatest financial transaction I've ever made, and it's most one-sided in my favor. It took place at Burning Man, and basically what it was is at Burning Man, people have like it's a gift economy, so it's all pretty much the way I see it's kind of like barter. I bought several bags of Tootsie Roll Pops. And I use that as currency sort of thing there. Anyway, about halfway through the event, I'm passing by some hippie guy in a tent, and he's like just blazed out of his skull. And I had offered him what this roll. He saw that, and my bag was only half empty already. And he's like, can I have that bag? I'll make you a trade. He gives me an entire big, like, pillowcase-sized bag full of pot cookies in exchange for my half-empty bag of Tootsie Roll Pops.
That is an awesome deal. How much did you... I don't know if you want to admit, but how much did you sell the cookies for after that?
The imaginary attorney that is inside of my head has advised me to plead the fifth on that.
All right, fair enough. It sounds like it was a good deal.
And it was also at Burning Man, and I don't think they allow money to be transacted.
Exactly.
So there could not have been any money.
That's true.
But there could have been some kind of transaction.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get any snuggle time with an attractive hippie chick?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So any other stories you want to tell tonight?
That's pretty much it.
That's a good one. Burning
Man
stories are always entertaining. Thanks, George. I appreciate it. That's George calling from D.C.
So what is 420?
Well, you know, Daryl, can you answer that question?
Besides the date. There are several different stories about how the number 420 came to be associated with cannabis. There's the one story that says that there was a group of teenagers that when they were in high school, they would all meet at 420 to smoke weed.
The Waldos? Is that what they were called?
I don't know.
I think that was I remember reading something one time.
And then there's also the claim that in some jurisdictions, criminal code something dot 420 was the law saying, you know, you can't possess cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
But that one seems a lot easier to fact check, and I've not seen anybody actually point to, yes, this is the statute.
Right.
So I think that, you know, there's probably a bunch of different stories, which one's true, which one isn't.
Where did it really come from? It doesn't matter. Right now, it's a big number that represents cannabis and cannabis use and whatever other cannabis-related thing you want to associate with it.
Well, so I know what 420 means, even though I asked. Is there something newer that I'm missing out on? Because
what do you mean, newer?
Well, I remember back when I was dating, and I've been married for about 10 years now, so it's been some time.
And then you were not exactly dating because you were not a free man.
Oh, no, I didn't walk out of prison and marry my wife, buddy. So at the time, some women would put 420 on their sort of dating profiles just as code.
Sure. That means they're okay with guys that smoke weed.
That's right.
Or
it probably means they also smoke weed.
I would hope means that.
Yeah.
If they were using it 10 years ago to indicate this when I was dating, then there has to be some new...
People were using it 20 years ago when I was in high school.
420?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not a new number.
No,
it's been around for decades.
And I don't think that anything has replaced it. I'm not aware of it. Certainly, I mean, I'm not necessarily on the inside of the millennials, right? I'm kind of on the upper end of it, so I wouldn't really know if anything has.
I also don't really hang with millennials, but there are just some things that, you know, you don't change the code for, because
right.
Millennials are not necessarily only doing weed business with other millennials.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting it from one of us old fogey type people.
Nobody's calling a marijuana grass anymore, and you don't buy a lid, all right?
Okay.
I mean,
that's
the terminology
true.
Changes over time.
Yes. That much is
some
true.
Some of the terms change, but
that's what I'm talking about, Daryl.
420 is
a
number associated with it, and it's
a term.
So ingrained that term is so ingrained
yeah, it's not going
into
anywhere.
Culture.
I mean, you wouldn't want to change what 10-4 means, right? There's the 10 codes,
yeah, sure.
And they mean specific things, and 420 has come to mean
I'm with you.
For decades.
I'm only
He's
saying,
wondering if there's something that's replaced it, though.
Right.
And I don't know. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, what's the hippest slang for
dab.
Cannabis?
There's the dab.
Well, dab's a specific type of cannabis.
It's a specific
type. It's concentrated.
So was chronic.
Chronic was a West Coast Florida term that I've not heard outside of where we grew up.
Okay.
No, I never lived in West Coast Florida, and I know the term chronic.
I'm not saying you know the term, but as far as it being like something that people frequently use, was that something that happened in Alabama? Because up here, they call it headies.
I couldn't tell you exactly what strain or whatever
no.
of
These aren't
weed.
Strains. This is just slang. That means
right.
cannabis.
But no,
different
I knew
in,
that the
in
term
different areas.
Chronic meant cannabis.
Sure, and I imagine people up here would know that as well, but they don't use it. See what I'm saying? So there's different terms for cannabis in different areas, just of Florida, from my experience.
I would say 420, by the description I've heard here, has become as ingrained as, like, weed. You know,
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, depending on how you define it, chronic could be defined as weed mixed with cocaine. I've heard that. I don't know if there's truth to that. I haven't checked it on Urban Dictionary.
I've never heard that one.
You'd have to check that. You'd have to check me on that one on Urban Dictionary. So the toll-free number again, 855-453. There's also Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Maybe
who would
you
mess up weed by smoking it with cocaine?
Maybe you want to express, you know, what happened at your 420 event where you live. If you were actually out there today, would love to hear your stories, because Daryl, you and I were in Concord with, what would you say, 100 people? I mean, it seemed like a good crowd.
Seemed like a decent-sized crowd. Seems smaller.
80 to 100?
Seems smaller than it had been in years past.
I don't know, because I think last year...
last year
it was
kind of raining.
Yeah. So
but
we're up from last year.
Well, I wasn't at the one last year.
Ah, okay.
I was at the one 2 years ago, and the one 2 years ago seemed to have been much bigger.
So
the first one that I attended in 2012 seemed to be much bigger.
There have been bigger ones.
About 100 people, but where?
In the thank you. In Concord, New Hampshire, the front of the State House.
Like in front of the State House.
Like on the
on
steps.
On the steps of the State House and in the lawn area of the State House.
And the politicians came through it, too.
Well, not only did they walk through it, there was at least 1.5, if not 2% of the entire New Hampshire state legislature that was at the rally as part of the rally.
Right. Now, that's interesting, because we've been told by people who are, let's say, of the Politico ilk, like strictly Politico, they don't support any other kind of activism,
yes.
that this cannabis civil disobedience, which is what happened today, people smoke pot on the front lawn, the front steps of the State House. This cannabis civil disobedience is criticized as being part of the problem, that, you know, we're making it more difficult for these people to actually pass any kind of cannabis reform.
It may be true. It's hard to say. I mean, wouldn't you say...
But you have state representatives attending this particular event.
You think two-ply toilet paper could be preventing it? It's probably not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, could somebody be saying, well, what happens if we legalize marijuana? What are you going to have? A bunch of hippies in the State House lawn smoking pot?
I don't care what somebody could be saying.
Well, the answer is that you already do.
It doesn't matter to me what somebody could be saying. You
not
can better believe...
Not all of us were hippies. And not all of us were smoking.
Look, you can better believe that the people who don't want to see drug decriminalization happen are talking crap about the people smoking out in front of the State House. There's no doubt those conversations are happening within the bathrooms and the halls of the State House. That's just part and parcel of doing activism, is people are going to have opinions about it. But the fact that there are state representatives there, now, did you catch any of them actually toking up?
Yes.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What happened where you live here on 420? This is Free Talk Live. Skype in at lrn.fm.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. You don't have to talk about 420 here tonight, although it is April 20th, and all around the United States, likely there were, you know, various different, and not just the United States, beyond that in the world, there were likely a bunch of celebrations going on. Now, in some places, it's legal to smoke cannabis, but in those places, I don't know if it's legal to smoke in public.
No.
So I suspect anyone participating in cannabis festivities that involve smoking cannabis openly today were likely in violation of some sort of ordinance or statute.
And my understanding, in Colorado, it's illegal to consume cannabis of any kind in public.
So even like eating a cookie would be illegal?
That's my understanding, yes.
I suspect you wouldn't get caught.
Well, I mean, you know,
unless I don't know if you, you know, pull it out of the wrapper that's clearly marked
in front of a cop. That
right.
Might, yeah, that might do it. If you were walking out of the cannabis shop holding it and then unwrapped it and a cop saw you do it, you could probably, you know, get in trouble for that.
They should sell regular cookies there so that people can do
that. So they can't tell. Yeah, good idea. So you can join us here and express to us what your experience was like. If you were out and about today, Daryl, you and I were in Concord, New Hampshire, with what I would say was upwards of 100 people, maybe 75 to 100, somewhere in that range. There probably was more throughout the entire event, but I saw it one time. Right. I felt like there was that many people there. And I believe it started early at around 2. I didn't get there that early, however. When did you?
I got there about 3:45.
Okay. And how did it go from there? I mean, was it a small group at that time, or did it really kind of kick up at around 4:20?
No, I would say that, well, about 4:05 maybe is when everybody sort of left the on the steps of the State House area. Mm-hmm. And then went into like the grassy area, the lawn, if you will. And so everybody kind of spread out at that time.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure how big it wound up getting at that point. But Rich did do the speech that he gives at 4:20.
Rich Paul.
Where he said, I forget the exact statement.
Smoking if you got him.
Well, that's part of it.
In the name of lost liberties.
Yeah, we smoke these in the name of lost liberties, something, in hopes that one day, we do not fear the government because the government fears the people.
Something like that, yeah.
And then I shouted, or does not exist.
Which I believe you've done something like that before.
I think it's
there's generally somebody that says that.
It's worth pointing out that, you know, when he says lost liberties, cannabis was legal for more of this
until about 100 years ago.
Yeah, more of the time that this nation has been in existence than it wasn't. That's the same is true for like heroin and cocaine and a variety of other things too.
About 100 years ago, you could purchase heroin, cocaine, and morphine from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. You could also buy your hypodermic needle from Sears and Roebuck,
likely without showing any kind of ID.
This nation was built by our great grandparents who could buy morphine and heroin through the real and an injection needle and marijuana through the Sears Roebuck catalog.
Yes.
So for people who think that it's only for the lowlifes out there, it bears pointing out that, hey, this stuff's been around a long time.
And cocaine's generally considered to be a fairly high-class drug because it ain't cheap.
That's true. If you want to join us here tonight, what was your experience today at the 420 celebrations? I thought it was good. There was a good vibe here in New Hampshire. I thought a decent attendance. Again, New Hampshire is a small state, and we had some real good hardcore activists out there, so it was great to see.
Speaking of New Hampshire, a small state, it sort of bears asking, what did you get any kind of update from any legislators coming out and saying, hey, we expect to have marijuana legal by this time or that time?
Well, actually, that's
when you're
an
talking
interesting
about, question. You know, Colorado and Washington making lots and lots and lots of money.
So it bears pointing out that the people who came out in New Hampshire are braving potential misdemeanor charges. So it's actually a much riskier move to do this particular activism here as opposed to in all of the surrounding states.
And not just misdemeanor. If you are caught passing a joint to someone, you could face felony distribution charges.
Now, you probably would hopefully beat those felony distribution charges, but someone has faced those felony distribution
and then
charges.
They took a plea.
Yeah.
So, but regarding Mark's question about did any legislator give an update, there was the one state rep who spoke that said if he's reelected, he plans on introducing at least 5 bills to remove penalties from cannabis.
There's a chance he'll get reelected. He's a former cop.
One of the bills that he wants to introduce would expand the therapeutic cannabis legislation as far as who it applies to. He also has a bill that he's going to sponsor to decriminalize. There's also a bill that he wants to put forth that would do full legalization. And then I don't know what the other couple of bills, but he did specifically mention 5 bills and then gave those 3 as far as what he wants to do. There was also a current state rep and gubernatorial candidate who spoke briefly that said that if he's elected and legislation comes across his desk, he would sign.
Any kind of legislation?
He didn't say any, but you know, he said if I think he said decrim or expansion of therapeutic. I don't recall if he said I don't think he clarified exactly what he meant, but he didn't say that.
Follow up question. Yeah.
So one of the sort of thoughts that many libertarians have is that they want marijuana to be as legal as tomatoes. And but I mean, tomatoes.
There are some libertarians that were the ones collecting petitions in Colorado and Washington and other states to regulate it like wine.
I hope we can avoid that. I mean, it'd be nice. You know, certainly, New Hampshire is behind the ball compared to the surrounding states.
Yes,
but maybe that extra time to deliberate could result in a more freedom-oriented policy on cannabis rather than a regulated policy. I know it's sort of pie in the sky
and
dreaming.
Also, in Colorado and Washington, where the first two states to pass one of these regulate cannabis things, that went through not because of legislative action, but because of ballot initiative.
That's true.
So when you're getting something on the ballot as far as a ballot initiative, you do need something that's going to be kind of watered down a little bit because you need a certain amount of support to wind up getting approved.
Right. So it'd also be nice if New Hampshire could be the first state where it's legal to smoke it openly.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Where if it's passed by the legislature and legal to smoke it openly, that would be incredible. But we're behind the ball as far as the rest of New England is concerned. So we need to get more people here sooner rather than later. And, you know, get active on what is important to you. If cannabis is important to you, there are some great activists who are sort of leading the charge on that. You can jump on board something that already exists or create something brand new here. There's a lot of people coming to New Hampshire, and many of them coming as part of the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com.
And some of the things, I don't think you really need to recreate the wheel, because there is the Marijuana Policy Project that's doing the in-the-system stuff to try to change
that's
the cannabis
laws. That's
what
I'm saying. You can jump on board.
There's the
projects.
420 Foundation that's doing the outside the system.
And I heard that Shire Dude is now taking over the 420 Foundation from Rich Paul.
Right. So, you know, like, you've got those two things specifically related to cannabis. One's doing in-system, one's doing out-the-system. You don't need to create the will all over again and say, I'm going to create the 419.99 Foundation.
It makes sense to plug in where,
0.01.
What already exists. But you have the freedom to create something else.
Right. I'm just saying it's not wise to do so if the thing already exists. Now, if what you
toll-free
want to
numbers,
do is
855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on 420. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The news, of course, is abuzz with a variety of 420-related things. But you are going to have to be really stoned to believe what's going to come out of Mark's mouth next.
Are you fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C.? Do you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force? Then Trump the government with a Trump dollar that expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard to make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at TrumpDollar.us. You've got to see him to believe him. Hair and all. TrumpDollar.us. It's TrumpDollar.us.
Daryl, did Free Talk Live just jump the shark right there?
I think Mark may have. I don't know if he necessarily jumped the shark, because I think he might lack the athletic prowess to do so. But he's definitely on the other side of the shark than he was.
Is it true? Are we getting Trump money?
What do you mean?
Oh, no. That's obviously an advertisement for Trump dollar.
Yeah, the maker of the Ron Paul dollar is the maker of the Trump dollar.
Wow. So Donald Trump's money is being funneled into Free Talk Live right now. Is that true?
I don't know that Donald Trump has anything to do specifically with the Trump dollar.
Okay.
I don't think so at all.
Didn't they launch it at, like, Trump Tower? I thought we saw
that
in the news.
They're launching it at Trump Tower.
Gotcha.
It's happening later this month, I think.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it.
There you go.
855 450 free. Let's go to...
You can't say he's not disruptive, and you can't say that Washington doesn't suck.
Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, did you blaze up today here on 420?
I wanted to point something out here. You know, every state has its own sex offender registry laws, and they're all different from one state to another and from the District of Columbia. But in the state of Kansas, it has come to my attention, it's not just sex offenders. It's drug dealers.
Really?
Including people busted out of state who moved to Kansas. And I'm just thinking, you know what's going to be hilarious? Is after the revolution, after the inevitable ultimate victory of Operation USA Freedom, when all the innocent druggies are set free and all of the innocent people who never committed any crimes get set free from the mental institutions, and when every cop that has ever busted anybody for drugs is going to have to do as much prison time as the innocent drug dealer got, the druggies are going to be setting up a registry, and they're going to make the cops have to register with the drug dealers, and they're going to build this website where, like, watch out for this guy. He moved from Georgia, and he threw a flash grenade into a toddler's plate.
You know what? There's already a website called Who's a Rat that kind of does that. It allows people to, you know, write up profiles, kind of a reputation system or a negative reputation system for undercover cops and informants. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
You think anybody uses it, the whosarat.com or whatever it might be? I don't know.
There was content there when we talked about it years ago. I haven't been recently.
I just can't imagine somebody checks ahead. This is like so many times people are talking about the news, and you don't want to tell the druggies the news because they'll figure out how to do more crimes. I'm like, they're not watching the news. They're not watching the news. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's probably
They're
true.
They're probably not checking whosarat.com either. Is it broken out by geographic area? I mean, it would have to be, right?
I've never heard of the site.
Check it out. See if it's still around. Prisoners, by the way, actually, the toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, if you want to get involved with the show, please do join us here. But as far as releasing the political prisoners, the people who've been arrested for cannabis and other drugs as well, so I fully support that part of what Tom was saying there. You know, cut everybody loose. As long as they haven't hurt somebody else. You know, like physically harmed another human being, let those people out of prison. That I agree with, but I don't agree with putting all of the cops in jail. Or even the, you know, the bad cops. Let them go. Let's call it amnesty and, you know, cut everybody loose, end the war on drugs, and just call it a day.
And one of the reasons that I disagree with the premise where some people say, you know, all politicians should do two terms, one in office, one in jail. And there are some people that are serious about that.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think that corrupt politicians should go to jail.
No, they just cause.
What's that?
They just plot amongst themselves while they're in there.
Not even that, but... Why should the people that, you know, or, you know, supposedly the people were the ones that were harmed, why should the people
have to pay to keep them
be the
jail.
Ones to then have to pay to feed, clothe, and house the person?
Right. Let's not forget it's the people.
Punishment.
Let's not forget the people, at least a good percentage of them, voted for these jackholes.
Well, this is why I support Gerald W. Perry for president.
Look at Hillary Clinton with 27 scandals under investigation, under an FBI investigation right now, and... She just won New York after apparently some scandal there where they kick out 125,000 people out of Bernie Sanders' hometown. They give them they purge them from the voter rolls is the terminology.
And it was a surprise, obviously.
Yeah.
People went to try to vote and they weren't registered.
People are always surprised when they get purged from the voter rolls. But there are laws on the books in every state and they say it's up to you to note. So if you've not voted in like a decade... They presume that you have either moved or died, and they will purge you from
the role. What do you think about that law? Daryl, as a guy running for president right now, and somebody who's really into
who won, by the way, the straw poll in Louisiana. at the Libertarian Convention amongst all the other candidates.
Well, weren't you also in the lead on the least favorable candidate, round six. Okay, whatever that means.
That they were eliminating whoever won the first poll, they removed. Whoever won the second poll, they removed.
Have you gotten kicked off the island yet?
I got removed after the last poll that they left up only for 20 hours, where the other ones were all up for like 25 or 30.
Six is in.
Whatever. It was round six.
Did you purge for the voting rolls?
But no, as far as the thing of, you know, if you've not voted in a decade, we're removing you from the rolls. There's got to be some kind of way to where if it's not reported, this person has moved and died in another state. There's got to be some kind of way to clean up the rolls.
If we don't have dead people in the rolls, who's going to vote for Democrats?
People like you?
What? Is the other side of the story on this voter roll purge that these were indeed legitimate purges who just hadn't voted for a long time, or is there some sort of skullduggery going on
here? I don't know. This is the first I've heard about any voters being purged in New York. What I do know is that in New York, they don't let people that are registered members of parties other than Republican or Democrat, people that are registered independent, vote without petitioning a judge for the right to be able to vote in a party primary. So Bernie Sanders made a statement yesterday about the 3 million disenfranchised voters in New York that are not members of the Republican or Democratic Party that did not get to vote. Again, this is the first I've heard about anything where anybody's claiming some nefarious action of voter rolls being purged.
This is why my mother suggested that I pick a political party. Pick one, because that way you could, if you want to vote, you can vote in primaries, whereas you really aren't able to do that with independent.
That's not necessarily true in all states. There are some states, such as New Hampshire, where if you're registered undeclared, you can vote in either party's primary. If you're registered Republican and you decide, I don't like anybody that's a Republican, but I like one of these people that's a Democrat, well, sorry, Mark, but you would not be able to vote for the Democrat that you like.
It's true. In the state of New Hampshire, it limits my options. There's no doubt about it. But, in the state of Florida, where the advice was given, it was beneficial. And it would be in New York, too.
This is something that you need to decide state by state based on what the rules are in your state.
Sure.
And you should actually look into those rules and remember that political parties are private organizations that can decide who gets to participate.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. It is the 420 edition here of Free Talk Live. What happened, though, with this voter suppression? We can dig more into that as well. Plus, you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well here on this 420 edition of Free Talk Live. Skype username is LRN.FM. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And, of course, don't forget, you can join us online. Enjoy the features we have there completely free. If you've got shopping to do, though, go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great way for you to help support Free Talk Live and get the stuff that you're looking for in life from Amazon. They probably have what you're looking to buy. I mean, they've got almost everything. Not perishable food, but almost everything else, it seems like. Amazon's huge. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and start your shopping between Amazon US, Canada, or UK, and it helps Free Talk Live when you
do
that.
And actually, you can get food on Amazon. I've bought jerky
from
there.
Yes, you can get food, but you can't get the perishable type. So, like, a jug
of
milk.
Jerky has an expiration date.
Okay,
it's perishable.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But, you know,
it ain't freaking white bread and milk, dude.
True. You can't
jerky order steak. Probably hold on. Jerky probably has a sell by date or a best by date. Likely not a perishable date.
Okay,
I think you're wrong about that.
But I've also bought fiber bars.
Sell by date too.
I've bought fiber bars. I've seen steak on Amazon. I've not purchased steak. But
isn't it Omaha Steaks? This company, I think so. Yeah, a company that, I mean, they've been selling steaks
and
by
seafood.
Mail for a long
time. I found seafood on there as
Okay, cool. So you can get some. Okay,
yeah, the only thing that I've not found is fresh produce.
Produce, yeah.
And I've not looked for milk.
I can't imagine that you could get something like bread, right? Like it's too mushable. And it'd
be hard to ship that, yeah.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be as happy with that. But still, there's.
I'm going to have to look to see if you can buy bread.
Michael Dean just linked me to a gallon of milk on Amazon. I have to check that out. Let's go to anyway.
It's probably that
bread.
Milk in a box that you buy on Caribbean Islands.
Shop.freetalklive.com.
197,391 results for bread.
Incredible. All right.
Some of these
take it back.
Are for books. Some of these are for apparently there's a band.
Wait, is there an actual
bread?
Loaf of bread, though?
The very first thing is King's Hawaiian Sweet Sliced
All
Bread,
right,
16 ounce.
I take it back. You can get everything.
Nature's Own, Honey Wheat.
Well, that's
Wonder Bread.
When I was single, that's what I bought. Now my wife says I can't have it. I don't know. There's something like corn syrup or something in there.
You're probably going to pay through the nose for a loaf of bread from Amazon because you have to pay for shipping one loaf as opposed to just getting it off of someone who's got a pallet of them shipped to them and gets a quantity discount. So yeah, I imagine you're going to pay quite a bit. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-3.
Four-pack from Hostess, $5.15.
Can you call ship something shipped that has never touched a ship? I mean, the bread,
yes,
the bread has been trucked to you and to the distribution
generally
center.
Generally considered shipping.
And then it is then trucked from the distribution center to the store and then huffed by an individual on plastic trays.
I'm going to the phones. We got Brian on the line. He's in Madison, Illinois. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Addison, Illinois. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Addison, go ahead.
I wanted to thank Daryl for calling out people who end sentences with the word right. Because it's been happening a lot lately. About the last year, internet philosophers trying to sound smart use it. And
It's this weird sales technique.
I called him out on it previously, but not overtly for his exact technique. And I think you're well within your rights to do that.
What's this?
It as well.
Hold on. I'm not clear.
So there's this guy that calls in somewhat regularly that he'll say a sentence and then say, right? And then say another sentence and then say, right? And he's trying to get you to agree with him.
Tie down.
This weird sales technique.
It's called a tie down.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know what the name of that was. I was saying to him, look, that's not necessarily right. We haven't even heard what you've said yet.
Well, people used to say, okay.
Rich Paul does that.
Yeah, right.
Where he'll say something and then, okay?
Yeah, so you have to say, no, it's not okay, actually. But what were you going to say?
Well, you can say, I understand, is the response when somebody says it. You can say, I understand.
Go ahead.
I think that people will say, or like, just kind of pausing and trying to keep their train of thought. But
yeah, those are called verbal crutches.
Yeah, but I'm trying to prove my point, so don't waste your time. You just believe me, right? You know, it's kind of like that. And it's really annoying how it gets used, and I think some people pick up on it and just do it without trying to use it as a sale technique. It's just something that annoys me, and I was happy Daryl called it out.
You don't know whether it's someone who's using it on purpose or because they've been infected.
It's also the cheapest form of tie down.
It's definitely a low blow.
Well, I'm saying that there's better tie downs than this. So a tie down in its
give us a better one, Mr. Salesman.
Best form
handcuffs, zip ties, a scarf, necktie.
Daryl's obviously kinky. Being ridiculous, right?
Sounds like he's being kinky. Anyway, go ahead. It would be ridiculous.
And Daryl's been a host here for a while, right?
Yes, right. Okay, I got what you're doing.
So I just keep on, I get 3 yes out of you, and now you want to buy a house.
Yeah!
Right? That's the idea.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I don't think it's been popularized until recently. Maybe 6 months to a year. Yeah, I haven't noticed it until then, and then I've been noticing it more and more.
It is a big turnoff, right?
Now you're going to go bye-bye, right?
Hey, great call, Brian. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Somebody ought to tip Holland Cook off to this one. Survival speech. Holland Cook. Now,
aren't you going to see him in a couple of weeks?
Yes, I hope to. I hope to see him at the Talkers Conference.
Yes, we are.
Mark and I will be going to, and are you going to be able to fill in for that, or are you going to be...
Well, what's the date? It's May 20th, right?
Yeah. You're not going to be able to fill in.
I will actually be able to fill in on the 20th.
All right. So, Mark, you and I are going to the talk radio convention that happens every year that's put on by Talkers Magazine that graciously named us number 31.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I don't think we talked about this on the air.
I don't think we did either. So Free Talk Live has been named the 31st most important talk show in America.
That's
actually,
the top third.
They always name the hosts, so you and I have been named. For whatever reason, they don't even know Daryl exists.
Well, I did send a press release out saying you had, taken, you'd left the show at one point.
Yeah, but you never sent out a press release to say otherwise.
I don't recall if I mentioned that you were back on. I think I did, actually. I think it wasn't like the headline of the press release, but I think I did actually mention that you had returned to the airwaves, but not in your same full form as you had previously been on.
Right, I'm not on 6 days a week.
But they got to put somebody up there, so there you were.
Yeah, indeed I am. And, the 31 And I think it's awesome. It just, we keep on moving up. We started out at number 98, I believe, and then 84, 79.
It's been several years now since
I'm losing my count, but I really liked being number 42.
Why? Because that's the meaning of life?
Life, universe, the universe and everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Gotcha. From, well, it didn't last.
Guide to the Galaxy. Yes. Well,
I've never read 31. The book, but I've watched one of the movies. It's Zooey Deschanel. She's so darling.
I played the text adventure.
I don't know anything about what you guys have done, but I can tell you the books are epic. Mm. They are some of the best written books I have ever.
I think I also listened to the audiobook.
That counts. I think that counts.
Does that count?
Yeah.
The one of the spaceship is.
You're an editor, so you should know that counts.
The spaceship was driven by the math they call bistro math, and this is fascinating. This is the way your bar tab gets added up at the end of the night. That's bistro math. So the suggestion is, it's just like, you know, drinks just pile in from nowhere that you never ordered and never consumed, and you've got to pay them at the end of the night. That's it. So somehow or another, the ludicrous drive, bistro math, that kind of thing.
Let's go to the phones too. Armed Truth. He's on Skype. Armed Truth, where are you calling from tonight? Hello?
From Southern California.
All right, go for it.
I wanted to talk about Brian from California. I did some research into the MetaSelf, which claims he had developed himself. It was first originated 1000 AD by the Chinese philosopher Qin Shu Meta, which he believed that everybody should do everything for themselves. He inverted the Venn diagram and decided that whatever you do, whatever you need to achieve your goals.
There are a bunch of Venn diagrams on Brian's website. So
yeah, I saw that. It's all copied from Qin Shu Meta, and he then ironically died and killed everybody because he ordered, it was for his Meta self to have only 2 swipes of butter on his toast. And his slave man put 3 swipes of butter, so it was against his meta self, at which point he hacked his slave's family to death, as well as the slave, and then killed his whole village, because it was for his meta self that only 2 swipes of butter were required.
Well, let's hope that the new MetaSelf iteration here, I guess it's kind of like the Dalai Lama that kind of keeps going down generation to generation. The new MetaSelf iteration here hopefully will just not get much of a reach beyond the Facebook page that he's created.
I can't imagine. I listened to about 5 minutes of his YouTube video, and I think he is almost too smart to where it's just, I don't even understand, you know. And he can't answer the question, you know. His little friend called in the other day as well. You know, they can't answer the question of when, you know, violence is, you
acceptable.
Know, when you need to use violence. Yeah. The only time I'm thinking about it, if you, let's say you had a forest you were going to cut down for trees, you know.
Okay, hold on. Let's say the forest with the trees, and we'll get to that here. Stand by, Armed Truth. It's a what-if scenario on Free Talk Live. It's 420 day. You can join us and bring up anything. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNMinerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.